everyone step it up.
Everybody working now. Challenge each other.
Who wants? I'll fight for it.
Well, both of
us. Hey, draw. Let's go.
They play the main, baby. Let's get it.
Oh, my hands off. 60 minutes. Let's go, man. 60 plus minutes.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro with you here in our Xfinity Studio. Special edition of Eagles Live because the Eagles, as you know, have made a very special move. On Tuesday night, it was announced, and after quite a long period of time during which the Eagles and the Houston Texans negotiated a deal that both sides feel they got great value. The Eagles coming away with linebacker D'Amico Ryans, who is here in the house preparing for his 3 o'clock press conference. Eagles acquiring a 2-time Pro Bowl linebacker, and they send to the Texans a 4th-round draft pick this year, and it's one that the Eagles acquired last year. Really, it's amazing how when you trace how a trade goes down, the Eagles giving up that pick, they take Casey Matthews, they swap 4th-round picks last year with Tampa Bay. Additionally, the Eagles getting a 4th-round pick this year from the Buccaneers. They turned that into gold, along with swapping 3rd-round picks this year for D'Amico Ryans, who's under contract through 2015. And listen, everything that we have heard about D'Amico Ryans is positive. We're going to talk to John McClain from the Houston Chronicle in a little while. He followed Ryans, of course, since the time he was drafted by the Texans. Really, the cornerstone of that franchise. That draft by Charlie Casserly in 2006, it was Mario Williams, it was D'Amico Ryans, it was Owen Daniels, it was Eric Winston, the offensive line. I mean, what a great draft. And this kid right here, one of the very best middle linebackers in the game. Now, the Texans went to a 3-4 defense. He became an inside linebacker on the weak side, and they just felt that at a reported $5.9 million and some cap issues that they had, they could not afford to keep Ryans, who, as you see there, 6'1", 247, plenty of size, knows the game, has been around, 7th year, former 2nd-round draft pick, 2-time Pro Bowl selection, an All-Pro in 2007, Defensive Rookie of the Year in the NFL in 2006. It's a great deal for the Eagles. It's a great deal for the Texans, they feel. And we are here to get this party started. Let's talk about it. 215-339-6709. Funny, as you look back on kind of the way this is going, we take a look at Rick Smith, Texans GM, talking about D'Amico Ryans. Everybody feels so positive about this guy. And we're going to meet him very shortly in his press conference. Eagles head coach Andy Reid, Eagles general manager Howie Roseman will be part of that press conference as well. And we want you to chime in. 215-339-6709 is the number. It is going to be a packed house over there across the hallway in the auditorium. And I know Eagles fans are excited about this move. We are thrilled. A week into free agency. The Eagles, hey, by the way, still no unrestricted free agents scheduled to be visitors. The Eagles go the trade route, and Howie Roseman pulls it off again. A wheeler and dealer gets this one done, and nobody saw it coming. As we take a look at what Howie had to say in a statement last night when it was announced that D'Amico Ryans, a Philadelphia Eagle. Let's go to Scene in Maine, who kicks it off on the phone. Hi, Scene.
Hey, what's going on, Jay?
How you doing, man?
It's Keen.
Yeah,
hey. I 2 years ago I thought that the Eagles should have won after D'Amico Ryans when he was an RFA, and I said they should have given up the draft pick back then. But now that they got him they stole him from the Texans.
Well, I want to make sure that Eagles fans don't think that this is like this is a good deal for the Eagles, no question about it. But the Texans feel they got something good as well. I mean, you guys kind of dismiss what 4th-round picks are. It landed the Eagles, D'Amico Ryans. So the Eagles bring in, no question about it, a starting middle linebacker. We're going to get some reaction from the Eagles in the locker room here. A lot of players here. But, Keen, I agree. I think it's a great deal from Howie. He really, whatever he does, and when he gets into studio here, I'd like to get an idea. I think he's a very approachable, very likable person as we take a look at DeMeco arriving here at the NovaCare Complex after lunch today. And big smile. He's thrilled. And he is a Philadelphia Eagle. Howie Roseman gets deals done. Don't you love that?
Oh, I love it. I mean, I think he's thinking outside the box. You know, everybody thinks, well, let's go make a splash. We did that last year, and it worked out, you know, relatively well for us. We had some hits, we did have some misses, but overall it was a good. But this year, you know, like you said, they worked on a two-year plan, and the two-year plan is to take care of, you know, take care of the guys that have helped get us to where we're at, which we've done really, really well at. And then add guys to help fill in some of the holes. And Ryan's definitely, I thought middle linebacker, along with a lot of other people, thought that was our biggest area of need because it was such a question mark for us last year.
Yeah.
Ryan's is a starting middle linebacker, and the guy is smart. He's going to be able to put the guys in the right place and get the younger core linebackers that we have, you know, on the right page, put them in the right holes, and they're going to start making plays. Not to say we shouldn't add another piece, because there's a couple of linebackers I don't see making the squad this year unless they step up and play. So, and I still think we might even draft another linebacker, preferably an outside linebacker, to help us out. I would like to see us make a trade for Bowman for San Francisco and then just shore up the linebacking core.
Yeah,
we don't know about Keen.
Yeah, I don't. I think there's many pieces to go here, Keen, and I kind of wrote about that today. The Eagles have been very busy in the offseason. It's really a remarkable that the Eagles have gotten these many moves done, and I would certainly give it an A so far in free agency. Again, I term this turn it into gold. We don't know how it's going to work out for DeMeco. We don't know. We never know how it's going to work out. That's the beauty of the games. But to go out and get a legitimate Pro Bowl linebacker. At this period, better than Steven Tulloch, better than Curtis Lofton, at least more accomplished in his career.
Definitely.
That's what I mean by turning it into gold. Of course we don't know, is he going to stay healthy, how he's going to fit in, but,
yeah. You
know, you get a Luke Kuechly, I mean, great prospect, wonderful, but this kid right here, 27 years old, will be 28 in July, has done it in the NFL, and by every account is just, a tremendous,
and for him
tremendous.
To come back from such a devastating injury and get better, as you know, the beginning of the year you could tell he wasn't 100%. But as he started playing and playing well, the Texans started playing, the defense started playing better. And I'll tell you, this is definitely an exciting day for us with Eagles Nation. I'm real proud of what, you know, the front office has accomplished this year. And I'll tell you right now, Ryan Roll, I would give him 59.
Huh.
Worked out a deal, but I'd let him have his number.
Yeah, hey, thanks so much for the call, Keen. Brian Roll has already, I think, indicated to Chris McPherson that he would be happy to work something out with a veteran, an accomplished player, as DeMeco Ryans. We've got a lot for you today. We're going to take some more phone calls. We're going to take one right here. We're going to go into the locker room. We spoke to Jamar Chaney. We spoke to Brian Roll. We spoke to some of these players who are here, and there are a lot of players here working out throughout the offseason. There's no official reason for them to be here. They just are here because they want to get better, and it's just a really, I tell you, I like the approach here. There are players just walking around here happy because they've all been taken care of. DeSean Jackson today in the lunchroom bouncing around, thrilled. It's a different, not that the Eagles have not taken care of their players in the past, but by this approach, it's not a bunch of new players coming in. Then your first move for an outside player is an established, I mean, just a class A guy who is a leader. What? Think about the intangibles that he brings in. I think this whole team's going to rally around DeMeco Ryans. I think it's wonderful. Let's go to Los Angeles and talk to Tucker. Tucker, how are you?
Hey.
Yo.
Man, I'm doing great, man. Wow. I'm doing fantastic.
You are.
Listen, Dave, full disclosure, I run a blog. I run an entertainment blog, aroundthenetworks.com. And sorry for the shameless plug.
That's
but
okay.
I listen to a lot of, you know, I listen to you guys while I'm working. I listen to a lot of East Coast radio. Eagles fans, quit nitpicking at the little, well, I don't know about his Achilles. Well, I don't know if he's big enough. Well, how come he only had 64 tackles last year? Be happy. This guy's a stud. I was watching NFL Network the minute that the story broke, and I'm sure you've seen the video by now, but they had two Texan players, defensive players, on the set with Warren Sapp, and they were both shocked and all said that he was the leader of that defense. And when things were down, D'Amico Ryans was the guy they all looked to.
Yeah. Yeah, of course I've seen it. I mean, it came from nowhere. And I think if you look at the numbers, and look, I understand the Eagles fans' reaction because there is a sense of, this is just too good to be true. But
that injury was 2 years ago.
But I got to give this front office here a ton of credit. They went out and identified a player who maybe not a lot of teams knew was available for trade. And
right, and it was certain, and it was all set up circumstantial because it was the circumstances were perfect because clearly, Wade Phillips had come in to the Texans and changed the entire scheme. But here's another thing.
Yeah,
we've been talking about for 4 years now. When are we going to get that leader? Who's going to be that Brian Dawkins guy? And we haven't been able to find him. And I know guys have tried to fill in like Jaquay Parker, but you know I love Jaquay and God bless him. I hope he does well in Cleveland. But he's not the type of guy to me that I felt like guys really rallied around because he only played 20-30% of the snaps. D'Amico Ryans is going to be the leader of this defense now. I truly believe that. I believe all the young linebackers on this football team, none of them have any accomplishments. They're going to look up to this guy. They're going to listen to this guy. And this is going to be a great thing for the defense. Tim and Nnamdi, leaders of this defense, man, let's go. Let's get back to that top five, those Jim Johnson days.
Tucker, thank you very much for the phone call. Boy, your enthusiasm is just, it is coming through loud and clear across the telephone lines. And it's true. And I'll tell you what, everybody feels the same way here at the NovaCare Complex. We will have D'Amico Ryans' press conference in just a few moments. We'll get him in studio, meet him. We're going to take one more phone call here real quick, and then we're going to throw it a break. And then on the other side, we're going to find out from Houston. One of the most respected NFL writers in America, John McClain, will join us. He's watched D'Amico since he came into the league, and he'll kind of try to make sense of all of this and give us an idea of what kind of player the Eagles can expect when D'Amico Ryans lines up. Jay in Pennsylvania joins us now. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Dave. What's going on, man? I'm pumped.
Oh, good. Yeah, exactly. You should be pumped. We've been waiting for a week here, and the Eagles knocked us over. What a first strike in free agency, right?
Oh God, man! I never thought we would come up with a Pro Bowl middle linebacker like we did. But I have a question for you, Dave. Here,
yeah.
Do you think we go different in the draft now? Do you think we don't look at linebacker in the draft now?
I don't think you look at middle linebacker in the draft now. We'll get you here. Hang on. No, I don't think you go middle linebacker in the draft. Doesn't mean you won't get another linebacker. Doesn't mean you won't.
Well, what do you think we're going to do in the draft? What position would you pick?
I'd be getting all these questions. And I got to tell you, the way I'm looking at it right now is I still would love to get a safety here. Still love to get a backup running back here. I personally would love to get a big receiver if there is a red zone stud out there.
Malcolm Floyd.
I still look at the offensive line depth. I still want to challenge people. Maybe a big, you know, man-eating defensive tackle. But there's still 5 weeks left before the draft starts, and there's still a ton of free agents on the streets. So I got to wait till we're right before the draft before I really kind of say, hey, where are you going to go in the draft? Because so many things can change. The Eagles still have cap room. They obviously can make a deal. I mean, they make deals constantly. And they're going to have to work this roster around a little bit still. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, why would you ignore free agency right now? Look, if the Eagles, throwing names out there, not saying it's going to, if the Eagles sign Plaxico Burress and, you know, bring back Derek Landry, Trevor Laws, King Dunlap, I mean, whatever, then my perspective is going to change here about the draft.
But what does that mean for Avant if Plaxico Burress comes here?
It's a totally different position. Plaxico Burress is a, in my opinion, if you have him on your team, and I do not know if the Eagles are interested, if you have him on your team, he is a red zone player who lines up on the outside. Jason Avant is a slot receiver who lines up on third downs and three wide sets on the inside. They play completely different positions. It's not like you're taking it's So, I mean, there's a limited number of snaps that both would play, third and fourth receivers. It wouldn't really take away from Jason Avant's role at all. He plays inside. All right?
All right. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thanks, Jason.
You guys are the best.
Thanks, man. Thank you for being a great fan. All right, we'll take a break now. On the other side, John McClain from the Houston Chronicle joins us. And then in a short while, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese in studio.
Concussion is one of the most common head injuries in sports that are caused by a blow to the head. Typical symptoms of a concussion include headache, dizziness, vision disturbance, loss of balance, confusion, and memory loss. An athlete cannot return to play until all symptoms of a concussion resolve and they are cleared by an experienced physician. If you have sustained a concussion or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
Hi, I'm Eagles cheerleader Sarah. How would you like to perform at Eagles home games for over 67,000 fans? Does cheering for your favorite team, modeling, and appearing at high-profile events interest you? Then you should audition to become a Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader. Our 2012 open call auditions are taking place on Saturday, March 24th at Lincoln Financial Field. Come try out to become a member of our elite NFL cheerleading squad. Visit the cheerleader section for more information and to register.
This reminds me of a scene in that movie. Oh, man, what's it called?
I don't know.
No, you know, it's the rookie cop, the veteran cop duo. It's like us, partner.
Just because you get way more movies with Xfinity On Demand doesn't mean you always have to rub it in.
Oh, duck!
Sorry.
Ditch satellite for the most on demand. Experience Xfinity. Sign up for this great offer today. Call 1-800-XFINITY.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Seen the signs on the passers-by. Something's got to give. Can't be free, it's good for me. But this good thing comes along, and I can't deny too long. I need you to save me.
I need you to save me free.
Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by John McClain from the Houston Chronicle. And John has been following DeMeco Ryan since he became a Houston Texan. John, thanks for your moment of your time here. Everybody in Philadelphia, all Eagles fans, excited about this move. What can you tell us about DeMeco and where he is at this stage of his career?
Dave, Eagles fans should be excited about it because he's a 4-3 middle linebacker. He is a team leader. He's the captain. He's the most popular player, one of the most popular the Texans have ever had. He's a stand-up guy with the media, answers every question after win or loss. Doesn't matter. He's a go-to guy for everybody. And I can't tell you how much I respect him, not just as a player, but as a person. The reason he was available is when they went to a 3-4 defense last year under Wade Phillips. He played inside with Brian Cushing. Brian Cushing was their best defensive player on the second-ranked defense in the league. Cushing never came off the field. DeMeco was the weak side inside linebacker who was a rundown player. It wasn't his fault. He just, you know, four linebackers don't stay on the field in every situation in a 3-4, and usually that's the way it is in any 3-4. So his playing time diminished to 57%. And he started slow because he was coming off surgery on his Achilles tendon. And then over the second half, he played well. Team won its first playoff game, won the division for the first time. And I'm surprised by the trade because we didn't get a whiff of it. But when you analyze it and you look at his money, $5.9 million for 57% of the time was not a good fit. And so the Texans made this deal. It's great for D'Amico. You know, the Eagles could have signed a free agent like Curtis Lofton, but they like D'Amico Ryans better. And I just can't say enough good things about him, and everybody listening should be pumped to get this guy.
John, you mentioned Lofton and Steven Tulloch was out there, and I guess how would D'Amico compare, in your estimation, with those available free agents?
Well, the Eagles obviously think he's worth giving up picks, a pick and a swap and a third-round pick for rather than signing them as unrestricted. I don't know enough about Lofton because I haven't covered the Falcons much. I know they want him back, but they're not willing to pay big bucks. In D'Amico's deal, he's under contract for another 4 years, and so you don't have that situation to worry about, and he's going to fit in immediately. There will be no hole in the middle as there was last season, and I think as I've said, I just can't say enough good things about him, how hard he plays, how tough he is. He's 250 pounds. I think they asked him to lose 5 down to 245 in a 3-4, and I'm sure he'll get back up to 250, and he will be an anchor and linebacker.
John, the last question, did you see that Achilles tendon injury, which slowed him early in the year? By season's end, no lingering effects from that?
I didn't notice it, and I talked to the coaches about it, and they said no, that he got once you could see him, number one, learn the defense, and then also you could see him slowly get better as the season went on. Over the second half, he played well when he was on the field. Problem was, he wasn't on the field enough in their system.
Okay, well, hey, John, we thank you very much for your time, and it sounds like a great deal for the Eagles. Thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
An ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, click the Community tab right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We had a great 2011 and look forward to an even better 2012. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
There's only one way to watch your favorite sports. Live. And nobody has more live sports than Xfinity. We give you a front row seat to it all. From opening day to the NHL Winter Classic to the heart-pounding excitement of the playoffs. We are your home for the most live sports. When you've got Xfinity, the best seat in the house is in your house.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Well, it's all about the Eagles offseason here. Dave Spadaro joined by the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Big trade here D'Amico Ryans comes in, really has capped a great first week or so of free agency, right? It's been awesome.
Dave, this came virtually out of nowhere. Like everybody else, I'm looking every day to see if the Eagles had made contact with Curtis Lofton or Stephen Tulloch or one of these names. Not that I thought London Fletcher was going to come here at his age, but he was another name you thought about. And almost out of left field, last night I got the text from Derek Boyko. And when I saw that the Eagles had made the trade for D'Amico Ryans, I was very excited.
Obviously, I think everybody would agree, and I'm going to ask you this, that if you were to list areas that you'd like to improve the most after the 2011 season, would middle linebacker have been at the top of your list?
Yes, 1A. Mm-hmm. Absolutely 1A. And I felt that was the area where they really had to make a move, and they did it. Well, and I know that the one negative, the one thing that has people arching their eyebrows is the fact that in 2009 or 2010, he had a ruptured Achilles tendon, but very often that takes a full year to respond totally. Yeah. And I would anticipate that once the Eagles doctors give you the okay, and I assume that he has passed his physical, that he should be able to play at a very high level.
I think one of the things people are excited about, too, is that D'Amico is one of those really inspiring, fiery, intense, emotional guys. Did you feel that's been something kind of missing since Brian Dawkins left?
I think that's a good thing to have somebody like that, but I think first and foremost is to have somebody who can step in and really play and maybe do that by example. I mean, you know, Dawk in the locker room was not an outspoken guy who got guys around him and made impassioned speeches. I mean, he communicated well with the media. He was a fierce competitor on the field, and he did a lot with body motion and gestures and things like that. He was a great player. But I think the most important thing is that you are talking about an outstanding middle linebacker who probably was not played at his best in a 30 defense.
Yeah.
Now he's back as the middle linebacker in a three linebacker set, and I think he'll be just outstanding.
Do you like the approach here the Eagles have taken? Take care of your own. Trent Cole, Todd Harrimans, DeSean Jackson, they all get re-signed. Bring back Evan Mathis, who ventured into free agency as an unrestricted free agent. He comes back. And now all of a sudden you go out there and make this massive trade. Talk about the moves the team has made.
Well, the moves with Harrimans, the moves with Trent Cole, I mean, those were not things that I was thinking about or worrying about because their contracts weren't up. I thought it was important to get Evan Mathis back because this offensive line made big strides last year, and you don't even like to take one component out of it. They are a unit. But the thing, and we talked about it during the season, Dave, even when DeSean had his low moments after the suspension of the Arizona game, even after the controversy in the Seattle game, you knew how I stressed the importance of having DeSean Jackson back because he is a great weapon. He is the kind of speed you just can't replace. And I was delighted to see him get the contract and know that he's going to be back and playing a very important part in Eagle offensive scripts in years to come.
Merrill, what would you like to D'Amico should be coming up here shortly. What do you want to see next for this football team?
You mentioned a possible big red zone receiver. That would be one that I would view with great interest. I am still not convinced that when the draft comes, if that best athlete at 15 is somebody like Luke Kuechly, that you turn away from him. I have heard such great things about Luke Kuechly. You know about my friendship and admiration for John Bunning. And I spoke with John, and John worked with Luke Kuechly for 2 months, preparing him for the combine and preparing him for the NFL. And the things he told me about Kuechly are that, number one, he hasn't turned 21 yet. He's that young. He's got great speed. I mean, outstanding speed. He's now playing at over 240 pounds. He's got anticipation. He's got character. He's a locker room guy. He knows everybody's position on the field.
And he's a middle linebacker, and you just signed him. You just traded for a middle linebacker.
And you can also play him as a strong side linebacker. Okay. So I think if you get somebody like a Luke Kuechly, and I think he will add to your team. He will find a way to be on the field and be an outstanding contributor.
Anything else for the defense? Safeties? Defensive line?
I think you have to think about safeties. I think you also have to think that from everything I have heard, the greatest area of quality depth in this draft is defensive line. And if you are standing there at 15, and let's say that Kuechly is gone, and there's a terrific defensive tackle, maybe somebody like Devin Still from Penn State, who gets high grades every mm-hmm. time you read something about him, maybe that's the way you go.
Yeah, I think the Eagles have put themselves in position here, and there's still a long way to go with some cap room, with 5 weeks before the draft, where they can add to some of their areas of need and go into the draft without any glaring holes. I think that's the ideal situation to be in.
Absolutely. And the best thing about the Eagles is that they're not the Saints.
Yeah, well, hey, and the Eagles do play the Saints this year, and Steve Spagnuolo will be the head coach, I would imagine.
You're imagining. I haven't heard that, though, yet.
Yeah, well, I think they're still in shock in the Bayou State. Let's talk about...
Can I make one comment about that?
Yeah.
I would like to commend the National Football League, and I would like to commend Roger Goodell, because I think with the action that the commissioner took today, he has eliminated the possibility of us in our lifetimes ever hearing about another bounty. I think he has taken that out of the NFL vocabulary forever, and I think it was a great, strong move by Roger Goodell.
All right. Can we segue back to the Eagles real quick?
Sure.
Howie Roseman is getting deals done, Merrill. I like his approach, very close to the vest. Whatever he is communicating with other teams is obviously agreeable to those teams. We've seen him deal two quarterbacks, make a trade today. I mean, make a lot of moves. Young guy, aggressive. Talk about Howie and just kind of, you know, how impressive he's been making all these moves.
Well, this is the big move. The one that caught us by surprise. He is quiet. He doesn't telegraph them. And he speaks with his actions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a very, very good move for this franchise. And as far as the other signings, the DeSean Jackson that we discussed, Todd and Trent, they're great moves for this team. And also, I had a feeling that they would let Evan Mathis visit the Ravens, but when push came to shove, they'd find a way to bring him back here. So I think so far it has been a successful offseason for the Eagles, a successful free agent period.
Merle, were you getting antsy in free agency? I will be honest with you and tell you that I was ready for a move, and it came along at the right time.
I wasn't getting antsy because last year there was a name out there that I was salivating over, and that name was Nnamdi Asamoah. If the Eagles had gotten Nnamdi Asamoah in the free agency period early, I would have stood up and cheered. Now, that did not work out as well as we had hoped it would. It may this year. He may be in a situation this year where he is the player that we anticipated him being.
Well, we'll get into that shortly. There's Andy Reid, Howie Roseman, Dom DeSandro, and there is D'Amico Ryans. Let's throw it into the auditorium as we meet the newest Philadelphia Eagle linebacker, D'Amico Ryans.
All right, we are excited today to have D'Amico Ryans with us. We made a trade with the Texans, which I think y'all realize. Both Howie and Rick Smith did a phenomenal job with the trade, where I think it was good for both teams, and we were able to bring D'Amico in to a good situation, I think, for his playing style, and obviously will be a great asset to the Philadelphia Eagles defense. D'Amico will be playing middle linebacker for us. He's coming from a 3-4 defense. It had been a 4-3 in years past, and we consider him one of the top 4-3 linebackers, middle linebackers in the National Football League, and he's got a nice track record to show that. And again, we're very excited to have him join our young linebacking core and bring some senior leadership in there and experience. And you're going to be meeting a class act right here. Great guy, team captain. Of the Texans, actually had the nickname Cap. That's what his teammates called him, and very worthy of that. So with that, D'Amico Ryans.
Thank you, Coach. I'd like to thank Mr. Looper, Coach Reed, and Howie here for, you know, making the trade to make me a Philadelphia Eagle. I'm excited about it, you know, happy to be here. So I feel the passion here from the fans, feel the love in the city, and I'm just excited to get started. It's a great team here, great teammates, and I'm looking to come in and do my part, be myself, and just take this city to where we want to go. It was a little surprising when I first heard of the move, but you know, it was at the same time it was good because I knew I was coming to a good team, and that was I was excited about that because I know, you know, how good this team was in previous years and last year. Got on a roll there. I knew I was coming to a good team, so it was a perfect fit for me. Oh yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy being back in the 4-3 defense. That's the defense I've been playing since high school. I've been in the middle of that defense for a while, high school and college, and you know, it's back to what I do naturally. I'm a natural middle linebacker, and I feel like, you know, this is what suits my ability.
When you see the guys that are playing in front of you, the defensive end, defensive tackles, which damage do you think you guys can do with this defense now with you being in the middle?
I think it's going to be special. You know, defensive line here led the league in sacks last year. You have two, you know, great pass rushers coming off the edge, guys in the middle that are great players. So, you know, a defense always starts with great guys up front. And, you know, that's the core. So getting good linebackers behind them, I think we'll have a very solid defense.
They've had lack of stability at linebacker here over the years. Have you been here long enough to kind of have a sense of how desperately the fans here wanted someone like you to join this team?
I can sense that everyone, you know, was looking for that middle linebacker, and I'm happy to be the guy that they chose to step in and be the middle linebacker of this defense. And like I said, it's a perfect fit for me, and it's what I like to do, and I'm just eager to get started.
What the fans are like in Houston, but they're nothing like here. Just, I don't know if you recognize that, but I think a lot of the fans think that you are the savior of this defense. Are you prepared, or how prepared are you for that kind of pressure to now be the guy that's going to kind of bring all this together?
Let's not put the savior on it, but it's I'm just looking to step in and do my job. You know how the fans view it or not. I'm gonna be myself and do what I do on the field, and I'm not gonna try to be someone that I'm not. I'm just gonna continue to be myself. You know, I know fans in Houston they're good fans. They're a great fan base in Houston, but I know the fan base here is an awesome fan base also. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'm just gonna do my part.
Achilles tendon injury, attribute to your dip in production last season.
I was slow. It slowed me down a little bit there at the beginning of the year, but as the season went on, continued to get better. And towards the end of the season, I was moving around, feeling like myself again.
And now, I mean, are you 100%? Is it a factor at all?
Yes, I'm 100%.
From all the players in Houston, they keep tweeting and talking about how much they're going to miss D'Amico. From all the things you're hearing and the research you've done, does he almost have what you had here, Brian Dawkins-type leadership qualities?
Well, you know, it's funny you said that because Rick Smith, their general manager, actually said that's a type of person that you're getting. Obviously, two different individuals, but some of the leadership and character on and off the field, I would tell you, are the same.
D'Amico, I know you were a leader in Houston. How do you think that's going to be coming into a new locker room? Do you think you'll be able to take a similar role here?
Of course, it will be different coming to a new locker room, but like I never press guys. I'm not going to step in and say, you know, look at me, I'm the guy. You know, I'm just going to be myself. And what I am, I'm a natural leader. And you know, I'm not going to change anything about myself or my approach to how I go about my business. It's going to be the same.
Is this in some way an acknowledgement that maybe you guys didn't have the linebacker position stocked properly last season?
Well, I mentioned to you all the way through that we were young up the middle. I'm excited about the young guys coming back and having another year under their belt. And so that part's exciting. I thought we had massive improvement there from the beginning of the season to the end, so I look forward to that. We go through and we try to better ourselves. I thought bringing in somebody that with experience I thought was important right now and for this football team. And so and really to have a quarterback on that side of the ball, I think is good for Juan. It's good for the players around D'Amico. He's been a player that's made people around him better. And I think that's what you say when you hear these comments from his teammates. And that veteran leadership will be, I'm excited to have that, yes.
With all the hysteria here about getting a middle linebacker, how hard was it to be patient to do something like this, and how did it fall into place?
Well, we have conversations with every team in the league during this time period, and we were pretty persistent with Rick Smith and the Texans and engaging in conversations about D'Amico, and we thought he'd be a perfect fit for us and a great opportunity for us to acquire the kind of player we were looking for. So while that was going on and we were engaging in those discussions, obviously the free agent market is in play at the same time. But our focus was on getting him to Philadelphia and making him an Eagle, and we feel fortunate that that came to fruition.
Didn't spend a little bit to try to go after the free agent? Did you ever kind of think, well, maybe this won't happen and go another direction?
Well, I think the way the free agent market has gone, we knew that we had to bring this to a head fairly quickly. And they were involved in that process, and I give a lot of credit to the Texans and Rick Smith for the way they engaged in these discussions and making sure that we kind of got about it quickly and found something fair for both teams.
Did you have any idea that any of this was going on? Did you have any sense that you might be moving cities this offseason, or was it a complete surprise?
No, I had no idea. I was still preparing to be in Houston. No idea that it was coming. But like, I'm excited that I'm coming to a great team.
Your steps you have to do now that you're in a new team and in a back in a 4-3, but a new system, obviously new coaches. What are the steps you have to do between now and minicamp, training camp?
Just hit the playbook hard. Just studying, getting with Coach Juan, just studying the playbook, learning the scheme and the type of calls that he makes, and try to learn as much as Juan knows. I want to know as much as he knows about the defense.
Do you know much about the scheme up front? They run with the wide nine defensive ends. Have you ever played behind something like that, maybe in college?
I understand the scheme, the wide nine scheme. I understand it, and I've played behind it before.
This is college. Did he tell you what it's like to play for Philadelphia and play for the Eagles?
Things have been moving so fast. I haven't had a chance to speak with Evan yet, but I'm sure I'll be in contact with him once I leave here.
What were your impressions of the team before you came here?
It was a great team. They had a lot of playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. Got after the quarterback on defense. You know, great corners. It had all the pieces in place and a great team.
Talk about what you saw in film as you went through last year, as his Achilles healed, and you know the progression you saw from him during the season, and how important it was to see him at the end of the year looking good.
Well, you're talking about a really instinctive, physical linebacker, and then he's in control of that defense. As the season went on, you saw what he was talking about, that he was getting it all back, and we thought he played his best football in the playoffs. We always look at the big games and watching a middle linebacker in the biggest games towards the end of the season. We had an opportunity to go back and watch him in a 4-3 defense a couple years ago and see they played the NFC East. So we felt very confident and comfortable in making this trade.
With the new restrictions in the players' agreement, how much can you work with the coaches? How much, you other guys, I guess Andy or Howie can answer this, are the coaches allowed to work with D'Amico?
Well, he can be given a playbook, and then until really April 16th, he can't meet with the coach. I mean, you can't do that. So he'll do that when the time comes to go about meeting with him.
D'Amico being a three-down linebacker for you?
Yes.
I think you've used 9 or 10 starting middle linebackers over the last 3 years, and some of it's because of injury, but just the quest to find a guy who you could just put in there, and he's your middle linebacker for the next few years.
Yeah, I think it's seven because we used Trotter three times, right? So, okay. We have used a few, and we've done a pretty good job with the guys that have gone in there. I don't want to slight those guys. Again, we're excited to have D'Amico here. He's an established middle linebacker. He's been a Pro Bowl player at that position in this league. And I'm not happy and excited that how he was able to work this out with Rick. I'd be wrong saying that.
D'Amico, you have a lot of experience, but how important was it last year getting the experience of winning and getting that first division championship for Houston to the playoff win?
It was great. You know, Houston was a place where we were building to get to that playoff run, and you know, it took us a while to get there. But once we had the core guys in place and we did what winning teams do, we practiced the way winning teams practice. We went about our way the way winning teams do, and you know, you've seen it come to light with us making the playoffs and you know having a good run at it.
Surprised, and a lot of your teammates were surprised as well. Did you get a chance to talk to anybody from the Texans to offer kind of an explanation as to why you did get traded?
Offer an explanation? I think it was pretty much, you know, salary cap issues, and you know, they had to make a move.
Any other questions?
Yeah, Andy, can we ask you one question away from today's event about the Sean Payton situation with the Saints in New Orleans? The way Goodell came down on that team?
I really don't have I don't have a comment. First of all, I've been spending my time with this guy here, so I haven't really looked at that. I saw it as I was walking down here. I saw it and heard about it, so I really don't have a comment on that.
Has made it clear they've said.
Yeah, I knew that wasn't going to be one question. You just opened a can of worms right there. All right, let's leave this as D'Amico's day. We'll let that other thing rest. That's going to be there a while, so let's just let this be his day.
D'Amico, did you have a sense that you'd be playing elsewhere this year because of the salary cap issue, or just completely taken by surprise?
No, I wasn't thinking about playing anywhere else. I was thinking about being in Houston, and it caught me by surprise, but it turned out to be a great surprise.
There was an obvious leadership void on the defensive side of the ball last year. How would you approach, I mean, you probably never done it before, but you did it in Houston as far as showing up there. How do you think you'll be able to kind of come in and assert your leadership skills into that locker room?
Well, I've always believed in leadership as being, you know, you lead by example. And that's been my take on it. You step out and you do things the right way. The guys in the locker room, they know who they want to follow. And I just go about my business by doing things the right way, and guys just have gravitated towards me. It's not, like I said, it's nothing different that I have to do. I'm just going to be myself.
Andy, with D'Amico in the middle, who are your outside linebackers at this point?
Well, we used a variety of guys out there. So we'll sit down, Juan and I will sit down and go through that and sort it out on how we want to do that. But we had so many guys play so many positions last year that we have some options there.
Jabbar is going to be your starting strong side backer. I mean, there's.
Yeah, I've got to sit down and go through all that. I want to see how this fit in and then go with it. So, we've got time to work on all that.
Okay. Thank you.
Head coach Andy Reid, linebacker D'Amico, Ryan's general manager Howie Roseman, as we take a look at the breaking down of the press conference. And we'll keep it right there because I always like the sidebar after the press conference. It amuses me. We're going to hopefully get at least one of those guys in here. Hopefully Howie's getting taken to pieces there, and D'Amico's getting taken to pieces there. And we'll see. I don't know if Coach Reid will be joining us, but we'll see if he does. Dave Spadaro with you. That is D'Amico Ryans. We'll take some phone calls from you. And keep enjoying this day. It's been a great day. 215-339-6709. Let's take a little break when we come back. Phone calls and more in studio with you here on Eagles Live. Right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Hi, I'm Eagle safety Kirk Coleman. Fans in Pennsylvania can now drive the Eagles pride every day of the year with the new Eagles license plate. Each plate purchase helps the Eagles Youth Partnership support the kids in need throughout our region. Get yours today right here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
Hi, I'm Eagles cheerleader Sarah. How would you like to perform at Eagles home games for over 67,000 fans? Does cheering for your favorite team, modeling, and appearing at high-profile events interest you? Then you should audition to become a Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader. Our 2012 open call auditions are taking place on Saturday, March 24th at Lincoln Financial Field. Come try out to become a member of our elite NFL cheerleading squad. Visit the cheerleader section for more information and to register.
You know, weight loss programs can be expensive, so to save some money, I just got the popular girls from the local middle school to follow me around.
Ew. Seriously?
So gross.
Ew. Seriously?
That is so gross.
Ew. Seriously?
Dude, that is so totally gross.
Gross, I know.
There's an easier way to save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
And we welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Eagles Live. We're going to take some phone calls, then we're going to go in the locker room. We've got Jamar Chaney, Brian Roll all lined up. Let's now go to Sweden. Talk to Patrick. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Dave.
Greetings. How are you today?
Can you hear me?
I sure can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I do. You?
I'm great. I think every Eagles fan is great today. Your reaction to the addition of D'Amico Ryans?
Yeah, I'm really happy. I think it's a low-risk, high-reward type of trade. I mean, I've been reading forums and, well, you know, there's some negative little things there. But, like I said, I mean, we really need a middle linebacker. But who do you think are going to be the starting linebackers on the outside?
I just think it's just too early to say. I think there's a chance the Eagles could make more moves a linebacker. I don't know. But I know this. They've got young guys. They want to see them develop. And they've got some good competition, Patrick.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to thank you. I've been a fan for like 7 years now, and I watched like every Eagles live.
Thank you.
How did
you become a fan?
In high school, we had some guys there that played football, and I just thought it was a great sport. And then how it became me an Eagles fan. Actually, my special teams coach was an Eagles fan, so he showed me the game tape against, I think it was the Bills. The only thing I remember was that I think it was J.R. Reed who returned the punt, yeah. And, well, then I was hooked.
Yeah, J.R. Reed.
And actually, I play American football.
Okay. Hey, well, listen, we thank you so much for the phone call. All the way from Sweden, Patrick, thanks for calling in, Eagles fans around the world. Dave Spadaro with you here. We watched D'Amico going into Howie Roseman's office. saying hello to Howie. Generally, this is the way it works. You take the player around. Katie Jowles getting some more airtime. It's been a big couple of weeks for her. Really, the brains of the operation here with the Philadelphia Eagles. The brains and, yes, I'll say it, the beauty of the organization here. She's making it happen for D'Amico. Sam in South Florida joins us. Hey, Sam.
How we doing?
Everything's good. How are you?
I am amazing. This is a phenomenal trade for the Eagles and for the organization as a whole.
Didn't see it coming, did you?
Not a clue. I'm on websites and Twitter and reading and all that, and got completely blindsided by it in a good way. My wife wasn't a big fan of Mia when the news broke last night. She was talking to me about how bad her day was at work, and I completely blew her off.
Good man. You've got your priorities set right.
So what I kind of wanted to talk about was what kind of impact that D'Amico Ryans is going to have on the younger linebackers that are there, the Casey Masters, the roles, the Cheneys. How do you think that his game is going to improve their game?
Well, you know, I think that he's obviously got the veteran leadership. I think for young players, it's a lot's really been thrown on Jamar Chaney here in 2 years. I mean, he's a middle linebacker as a rookie, gets thrust into the starting lineup late in the season, plays well, has to go through the lockout, or as I like to say, the work stoppage, comes in and he's in a new defense, and he's a strong side linebacker. Then he goes back to the middle. Casey Matthews, Brian Roll, they come in. They're thrown right into the mix here with very little time to get ready. Now they've got an offseason to settle in, and they've got a veteran who kind of takes the attention away from them, and I actually think that's a good thing. Every day, these young linebackers have to stand up, and they do. They're all stand-up guys, and hear the media question them. What's wrong? How do you like the wide nine? The wide nine this, the wide nine that. They make plays here. They can just go out and play football now. They know the scheme. They know what Juan wants. They know Mike Caldwell. I think it's going to benefit them very much. I am not going to tell you right now, you know, who can be the first-round pick or who they're going to start, but they're building up a lot of competition right now, and I like that.
Well, I can tell you this. Yesterday was my son's 11th birthday, and I told him about the trade, and he said that the Eagles had made the trade for him on his birthday, and I thought that was kind of cool, and I was trying to explain to him how big of a deal it was because he's never heard of D'Amico Ryans. He doesn't know anything about him. And I said it was just as big, if not bigger, than when the Eagles got Nnamdi last year.
Well, I would probably tell you Nnamdi was a bit more of a seismic kind of move. I mean, he was the big ticket in free agent.
Yeah, he's got the name and the big contract and whatnot. But I think D'Amico Ryans brings the leadership that the Eagles have been lacking, not only on the field but in the locker room, and you know, cornerback wasn't as big of a need last year. I mean, it was big, and it was big getting Nnamdi, don't get me wrong. But watching Steven Jackson rip off a 49-yard touchdown run on the first game of the season kind of set the tone for the rest of the year. And then now having a guy like D'Amico Ryans in there that's going to plug that up, and, you know, you're almost guaranteed 100 to 120 tackles with this guy. I think it's a phenomenal move by Roseman and the Eagles front office, and as an Eagles fan in South Dakota where there isn't too many of us, I couldn't be any happier.
I'm glad to hear that. We thank you very much for being a great fan. Thanks for the phone call. All right, let's take a look in the locker room now. Jamar Chaney, his role changes. We know that. We're all excited about the acquisition of D'Amico Ryans, but about the players. Let's find out in the locker room with Jamar Chaney.
So, Jamar, the other linebackers have been asking the same question. How did you find out about the deal that went down last night, D'Amico?
Probably just by, like everybody else, through Twitter, probably, you know. Yeah. I wasn't watching ESPN or nothing like that, so okay. I just laying down and saw I had a lot of mentions, so I checked them, and people was asking me about D'Amico Ryans. Then that's when I turned to the Sports Center, whatever channel I did, and saw that it was confirmed we made the trade, so that's how I found out.
So, shortly thereafter, you sent out a tweet saying, welcome D'Amico to the team. Let's go get this. You know, help him welcome him to the team.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good linebacker. I mean, he made 2 Pro Bowls. I mean, he's a vet. I don't know how many years. I think 6, something like that. 6 years, 2 Pro Bowls. So, I mean, He's pretty good at what he's doing. For us to have a young group of linebackers, it'd be good for us, you know, going there. Him to come in here, us can learn from him. He could teach us a few things, because, I mean, I'm really good friends with Dell Sharpner. He's a linebacker, came out my year. He actually plays for the Texans, and he told me he's a good dude, and he learned a lot from him. And you see Brian Cush and all them guys, you know, say they learned a lot from him. So, I mean, we're looking forward to doing the same thing.
Now, at the same time, he plays middle linebacker. That's the spot you love to play. Is that going to be tough for you?
No, I don't think it's going to be tough. Of course, you know, when you bring in a big name guy like that, and, I mean, he's going to be put into the starting lineup, you know, regardless. So, you know, my job is to go out there and take care of what I can take care of, you know, keep working out, keep doing what I do, and see where coach don't put me at. I mean, wherever they put me at, I'm going to compete. I mean, they put me at Mike. I mean, he going to be number one. I guess I'll be number two. But we're going to compete at that position. I mean, that's just my mindset. No matter what, even if they wouldn't have brought him in and I was the starter going into it as a Mike, I was going to compete with whoever they brought in. And they moved to the outside. I mean, we got a lot of talent there. And I'm going to compete with those guys. So I think we're going to have a lot of competition. I mean, I'm pretty sure they're going to bring in some more guys, draft some more linebackers. So we all going to go at it, you know, man accounts, OTAs, and training camp, and made the best man win.
Now, you started at strong side last year. That was a role that Juan Castillo seemed to want you specifically because of your athleticism, your toughness in that strong side spot. Would you embrace being able to go back there if that was the opportunity?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I wouldn't mind playing outside. Man, you see guys like, you know, Lance Briggs who make a killing, you know, at the outside linebacker. And, you know, I can say, well, I like playing the center, but, you know, I consider myself, you know, a three-down linebacker that never comes off the field and can play the pass and the run. So, I mean, hopefully, you know, I can get into that role. I mean, where when there's three linebackers on the field, I'm out there. And when there's two out there on the field, I'm out there. And, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to, no matter which spot it is, Sam, Michael, Will. I mean, as long as I'm out there and I'm doing my job and helping my team win the best possible way, I mean, that's all that I really care about.
How important would it be for you to have a full off season at one spot to say, you know, rookie season, you're learning the Mike. Last year, you're learning the Sam in that condensed training camp. You got switched over to Mike, which a little bit different with Juan Castillo's scheme. How nice would it be for you to have one spot to say I could own it, make it mine, and dominate it instead of having to learn so many different things?
I think it'd be good. I mean, every time you can go, I think, into the offseason, with you knowing what position you're going to be competing at or you're going to be playing at, I mean, you can't help if something happens where you have to go to another position. But when it is all said and done, you know, this offseason, you have the whole time to, you know, do what you got to do to make sure you know that position. By the time training camp comes, you should already know it. And then you just work on things you got to work on, you know, going full speed, you know, how we doing training camp. But I think it'd be good, not just for me, for all the guys, you know, to have a position where they specifically playing.
Now, you're here, obviously, at NovaCare working out. You look to be in good shape. Health-wise, you're going to be good for OTAs when they start up here after the draft?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, if we were to start this week, I'd be ready. So I think I'm ready. There's no limitations. I've been doing everything that I would normally do in the offseason. So anything like we're going to be having a contact in OTAs. I mean, contact really ain't going to start the training camp. So I'll be ready.
All right, so that is Jamar Chaney, and he understands the situation. You get a top-rate linebacker like D'Amico Ryans here. You adjust so you stay on the field. Let's take some phone calls. Justin in New Jersey joins us on Eagles Live. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you about yourself?
I'm good, thanks. Great day. Great Eagles day.
I'm loving this, man. I'm loving this trade. I think it's a win. I think it's a steal for us.
Howie is very insistent, and he's makes a comparison here. I read it somewhere that the Jets acquired Jonathan Vilma, or the Jets traded Jonathan Vilma to the Saints, and then they won a Super Bowl, two draft picks. So, I mean, I don't think it's necessarily you can't label anything a steal at this point, right?
Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, if you think about it, our defense has changed. I mean, we have great cornerbacks. We have a great defensive line with Jenkins and Patterson in the middle. And you know what? I'm liking this draft. I mean, I think if we draft Luke in the first round, I think we can put him at a weak side or outside. I mean, I don't see a problem with that. And then we put Chaney, and those three linebackers would be pretty scary, in my opinion.
Chaney won't play weak side. So Kuechly is I think if Kuechly comes in, I think that he would play strong side, but it's so early to go linebacker to talk draft right now. There's all of free agency left. How many players have signed in the NFL? 40? 50? In free agency? I mean, there's a bunch of good players out there. The market is dead for these players. Not necessarily right. dead, but it's soft.
Right. I mean, with me, you know, I like going through the draft, so we kind of start fresh with our players. You know, I mean, do you know anything about Vontaze Burfict? I mean, I know he has
Vontaze Burfict. All I've read that he's not sure the off the field issues, but he's been lousy in all of his workouts. Why are people still so in love with Vontaze Burfict? Okay. I mean, is he just the pressure getting to him now? Why is he performing so poorly in all of these workouts?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, I saw all these YouTube videos of people. They're like, yeah, we got to get him. We got to get him. And I looked at the video. I was amazed. I thought he looked like a little James Harrison. And, yeah, I guess from what you're saying, you know, he's been lazy. And I don't know. I don't know who to believe, you know?
I think fans are just, look, a guy gets released, Jeremiah Bell. Sign him, sign him, sign him, sign him. Well, he's 34 years old. His play apparently is from what, you know, not Eagles people, but people tell me you've watched him decline. Do you know anything about Jeremiah Bell before you scream and want him?
That's true.
I think the Eagles acknowledge that they need to upgrade on the defense. And there's really nowhere on defense you say, we're fine.
Right.
I'll trust them to make this. They can get a linebacker, another one or two. They can get a safety. They can get a defensive lineman. All of this perhaps before free agency is over, before the draft gets here. So, it's just so hard to talk about the draft right now because it's so far away.
Right, and although, I mean, I'm loving how this defense is changing. I mean, I feel like we're going to go back to 2008, go to the championship, and I'm just feeling it. You know, I'm feeling this defense. So, I mean, last year, you know, I was a little shaky with our linebackers and with our safeties, but this year I'm feeling it. I think we're going to make a good run.
Well, long way to go. Thanks for the call. Long way to go here in the offseason. Everybody's feeling good about it. Look, I'm going to tell you this. Me, very humble approach, quiet approach. You don't win the Super Bowl with a trade that you make in March. Okay, you win by building up your roster, and these kind of moves help. And then in September, stay healthy, win football games. All right, I think the Eagles have taken a very low-key approach. Other than Shady, I know, and Shady on SportsCenter, but I think he was kidding around. Because I think he wants to be on the cover of Madden for some reason. I don't think I want Shady on the cover of Madden. Jonathan from Philadelphia joins us. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, how you doing today, Dave?
All right, how are you, sir?
I'm doing better than most years doing free agency, and especially last year when we didn't know what was going on with the lockout and everything.
Right.
So I'm doing better.
Exactly. This time a year ago, we were in mourning, weren't we?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think... this year, I wouldn't mind if the Eagles pulled a post or a pre-2011 move on this by trading out of the first round, because if they get a linebacker in the first round, wouldn't it kind of be a luxury with the young linebackers, with the addition of the Orion's? Wouldn't it kind of be a luxury at that position if we draft a linebacker with the first round?
I think you just want to upgrade any position you can.
Uh-huh.
Just upgrade. I don't care what position they play. I think one of the important things in football I've learned over the years, you don't fall in love with your own players.
Mm-hmm.
So you always want to challenge. The Eagles have 9 draft picks. They have 3 among the top 51. They've got cap room. I would think they would make another move here in the unrestricted free agency period.
Are you comfortable with our safety position? I like Nate
welcome,
Allen. I think he can really be something, but I just wish Kurt Coleman was
right.
as big
thank
as
you.
He played.
Thank you, Jonathan. Let's take a quick break. And the man of the hour has stepped into our humble studio, but it's nice, right? We'll be back in just one moment here, and we're going to talk a little D'Amico Ryans.
We want to protect the house.
Right.
But
home security systems can be really expensive. So to save money, we actually just adopted a Rescue Panther. We find that we don't need to sleep that much.
There's an easier way to save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
A concussion is one of the most common head injuries in sports that are caused by a blow to the head. Typical symptoms of a concussion include headache, dizziness, vision disturbance, loss of balance, confusion, and memory loss. An athlete cannot return to play until all symptoms of a concussion resolve and they are cleared by an experienced physician. If you have sustained a concussion or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
It's been a busy couple of days here for the man to my left. Eagles fans, welcome in D'Amico Ryans here to our Xfinity studio. Dave Spadaro with you. D'Amico, congratulations. How's it been?
It's been fast. Yeah. Moving fast, but definitely excited. Excited to be here. Excited to be a Philadelphia Eagle. Like I said, it's been a whirlwind, you know.
How would you compare it to, like, going through the draft process? Where you're kind of moving around all over the place?
You know, that's what it feels like. Again, yeah. It feels like that draft process all over again, getting poked and prodded on by the doctors, you know, the coaches excited to have me here, you know, sense the excitement from the fans. So, you know, it feels like that draft process all over again, but I'm excited to come to a good team, good city, good fan base, just eager to get started.
We spoke to John McClain of the Houston Chronicle earlier, and he raved about you and says hello, and loved covering you, watching you as a football player, covering you as a young man, and really spoke highly of your leadership skills. Have you always been that kind of guy? Have you always been that emotional talk guy and the guy that everybody rallies around?
Well, it just seems like it always fell on me. You know, in college, I ended up being that guy, that leader, the leader for my team in college, and with the Texans, they ended up being the same way. So I've always been in the position of leadership, and I don't shy away from it. I like that position, and I just go about it by leading by example, doing things the right way, and guys seem to gravitate toward me.
Are you a pregame rah-rah hype talk?
Sometimes okay. I am. This past year, the past couple years in Houston, you know, we started to do more of that, and I was the guy, you know, out in the huddle, getting the guys hyped before the game.
What was it like down in Houston, being part of a franchise that, you know, some growing pains for sure, and then finally getting things together step by step, long climb, because it's so hard to win in the NFL, and then finally getting in the playoffs?
Yeah, it was a big sigh of relief. You know, we've been working so hard. For 6 years we've been working, getting close, 8-8, a lot of years. But, you know, last year was very special. You know, our defense gelled together well, and we were able to make a run, had a good offense, you know. So everything just fit perfectly. We made the playoffs, you know, had a good run. It was a great feeling. The city was on fire, finally, for the first time in a long time. Mm-hmm. And it was good to be a part of that, to know I was the, you know, with that core group that took the Texans from where they were to being a playoff contender.
Did you find they say that preseason football is a different tempo than regular season football, is a different tempo than playoff football, is a different tempo. Did you experience that?
Oh, yeah. No, and it's just that I think it's all that excitement and energy where, you know, the fans are going crazy in the stadium for the playoffs game. And it was a different level. Guys were moving a little faster, hitting a little harder. And, you know, it's more on the line when you're in the playoffs. So, you know, that's why I want to be in the playoffs and making a run at the Super Bowl.
Did you cry after the loss? I mean, what kind of, if you're an emotional guy laying everything out there, such a tough game against the Ravens.
Oh, yeah, it was a tough game. Didn't cry after the game. Very proud of the way our guys fought. And yeah, it was a great game. It went down to that, you know, in the last place. So it was a tough loss, but at the same time, I was so proud of where we started to where we ended. I was so proud of that you know, it wasn't a sad moment for me. I felt like we had arrived to where we were supposed to be.
Great answer. You tore your Achilles tendon in 2010, came back, and I'm sure that was mentally very difficult to overcome, and physically, of course. You came back and played last year, and your teammates named you the Houston recipient of the Ed Block Courage Award. And I, knowing what it is now and kind of feeling it and being part of it, it's a tremendously special honor for players. How did you feel about it and going to the ceremony in Baltimore just, I guess, a week ago?
Yeah, well, anytime your teammates honor you for an award, it's always special. So when they selected me to be the recipient of the Ed Block Award, you know, I was honored because it was coming from my teammates, the guys that know you the best, and I was able to go to the ceremony a couple weeks ago, and it's they put on a good ceremony. It's a great award show, and the best thing about it was being able to visit the Courage House, St. Vincent's Villa, Courage House down in Baltimore. It's a pretty awesome place, and what they do there for those kids is very special, and they're looking to get Courage Houses in all 32 cities where there are NFL franchises. And right now they have 22, so we got 10 more teams to get on board and get Courage House. But it was special to be able to go out, interact with the kids, you know, sit down and talk with them for a little bit and just kind of take their mind away from things for a little bit and just, you know, let them sit down and talk to an NFL player who they probably watch on TV all the time. It was just a special moment.
You established your foundation, I believe, in 2007. What is the D'Amico Ryans Foundation about? How can Eagles fans get involved?
Well, we have D'AmicoRyansFoundation.org, where you can find out more information about what we do. Is we have 10 scholarships that we give. It's focused back in Alabama, my hometown, Bessemer, Alabama. We give 10 scholarships to high school students, 10 $1,000 scholarships. We put on a free football camp and a cheerleading camp. Well, and we added a financial literacy program for the adults this past year. And we just look to get out in the community and help the youth in my city back home.
What was it like when you were growing up, D'Amico? Was there a person or persons who came into your life who really kind of pushed you in the right direction? Or were you seem very together, very well-spoken, very intelligent? Or did you kind of have that goal in mind?
I think it was just from my mom raising me. Mom raised me right, and, you know, it was just – and I just learned from my sisters and brothers how not to do things the wrong way. And you know, mama put that whooping on you. So I had to, I learned from them how to do things the right way. So, you know, education was always, you know, important. She harped on getting a great education. And, you know, it was something special for me to go on and finish, you know, graduate from college, be one of the first in my family to graduate from college. And just to be that example for my family, for the other youngsters coming up behind me. That's what I wanted to be, and you know, it's been going great. I have a few cousins and nieces that are, you know, on their way to college.
Great.
One niece graduated college, so it's going great.
What would you be doing if you weren't playing professional football?
Probably be coaching high school football.
Mm-hmm. You love it. You just love the game, right?
I love it, man. I got an opportunity to coach at my old high school this past during the lockout. I was able to coach. You know, they let me be the defense coordinator for the spring.
And
hey, I had them rolling. They
Did
were
you
listening
really?
To me. I had them blitzing, sending them all over the place.
Sure,
and they responded well. And it was just great to see. It's great to see young people go from point A to point B. It's great to see them grow and learn. Just in, you know, that month or so that I had them, I just enjoyed it so much. And it just, you know, sticks with me.
Yeah. I mean, I work with you. Was it like one question they kept asking you? Was it like, hey, do you know Arian Foster?
No, they didn't ask me that. We were focused on winning. Focused on them.
Well, hey, listen. Welcome to Philadelphia. I don't. What's the rest
Thank
of your off season like? Do you have any idea? You got to move all your stuff here.
Yeah, I got to find a place here in Philly. And, you know, make the move, make the transition up here. But yeah, I'm looking forward.
And you thought it would be cold in March in Philadelphia.
It feels
beautiful. It is.
Feels great now.
Yeah. It'll feel great all year.
All right,
D'Amico Ryans. Thanks for joining us here
on
PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Seen the signs on the passers-by, something's got to give. Can't be free, but it's good for me. But this good thing comes along, and I can't deny you.
GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, click the Community tab right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We had a great 2011 and look forward to an even better 2012. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Watch your favorite sports live. And nobody has more live sports than Xfinity. We give you a front row seat to it all. From opening day to the NHL Winter Classic to the heart-pounding excitement of the playoffs. We are your home for the most live sports. When you've got Xfinity, the best seat in the house is in your house.
Dave Spadaro here in the studio with Eagles general manager Howie Roseman, gets another deal done. Congratulations to you, Howie. Let's talk about the origin of the deal. How does it actually work from the time you grade a player, identify a player, and then approach a team?
Well, first of all, we're so excited to have D'Amico Ryans in a Philadelphia Eagles uniform. If you would have told us before this whole offseason began that he'd be the quarterback of our defense, I mean, we're just ecstatic to have him here. And I think you've seen him. Everyone who's met him sees what kind of person he is, and we think he's a heck of a player.
So go ahead. I was just so excited that I'm interrupting. So continue. I'm sorry.
Well, I think the anatomy of the deal is that you look over other teams' rosters and you try to find situations where maybe teams have gone through scheme changes, and obviously there's positions of interest that you're looking for, and see if maybe there's a mutual fit. And in this situation, we reached out to them, and we told them of our interest in getting this kind of player. And obviously, this is a player that they care deeply about and has been with them for a long time. And this wasn't something that was just an easy process, but we were very persistent about it with them, and we're fortunate to have a great relationship with their general manager, Rick Smith, and we found something that we were all comfortable with.
So this is a process that begins during the 2011 season, because you're grading every player during the 2011 season, right?
Right.
I mean, and so it's literally several months in the making until the time you make a call to Rick Smith.
It is several months in the making, and you go over every roster in the league, and you kind of star guys based on your needs that you'd like to at least inquire about. And what we've always said here is that we're going to at least make the phone calls. We're going to make the effort. It may not always work out for us. We may not be able to complete the trade, but it's not going to be because we just didn't pick up the phone. So that's what we did here, and we're fortunate that it worked out.
Is your first line, you know, hey, Rick, Howie here, would like to talk to you about such and such a player? I mean, kind of like walk through as much as you can here, because I'm really fascinated by
that. We make a little small talk first.
Do you really?
There's got to be some sort of process to this. I feel like we're getting in an uncomfortable area here, but I think you have relationships with people, and you try to talk about what you're looking for and what you're trying to do, and figure out what can be a win-win. I think that's the important focus for both parties, is this is what we could feel good about. It's not going to be great on either side, because you're always giving up something to get something, but here's where we'd feel good about it, and then we get to a point where this is where we'd feel good about it, and then you go close the deal.
And so what did you see when you watched film of D'Amico?
Well, I think first of all, you have two parts of this. The first part of this is you watch last year, and you see him in a 3-4, and you see what they're trying to ask him to do, and this is a downhill, physical, instinctive linebacker, and he's got really good speed. His speed got better as the year went on because he was in a tough situation. there was a lockout. He wasn't able to rehab at the facility, so he wasn't able to get the same type of treatment that he would get in a normal offseason. So he got better throughout the course of the year, and he was playing his best football at the end of the year in the playoffs. He was making a lot of plays in those playoff games. And then we got a chance to go back 2 years ago and look at him when he was playing against the NFC East. That's obviously a big part of it for us, mm-hmm. watching him play against that competition, those offensive lines, because a lot of the same players are involved. And when you look at both of those in a 4-3 defense against the competition we faced, we felt like this was a great opportunity for our football team.
What makes a three-down linebacker versus, you know, a two-down linebacker? Is it the speed, the ability to drop? Kind of explain
well,
that.
Well, I think that you want to have speed, but with it has to be instincts and feel for passing routes. And he's got a great feel for the passing game. So he knows where his help is. He plays with leverage. I mean, all these things we go over, and when we bring this to Andy and talk about it, and those are the things that he'll go back and he'll go, this guy can play third down because of these sort of things. And so it's hard to find three-down linebackers in this age of specialization, but he's got all the tools to be that three-down linebacker.
What was your reaction when Rick Smith said, yes, let's do the deal?
Well, you know, we're making it like it was one phone call. And
right. How many phone calls was it, but basically?
Oh, man, you know, probably 14 by me and 2 by him.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. But this was something that we had talked about over a course of a few days, and he's got a great fondness for this player and this person.
Yeah, and everybody there does.
And so we had to give him something to make him feel comfortable about this. And so when we finally came to terms and let's do it, let's knock it out, and I think we were respectful of the process that we had gone through over the course of a couple of days and appreciative of the relationship that we had to make this happen.
Bringing in a player who not only is this kind of player, but also brings the intangibles, the leadership, the love of the game. What do you think it's going to do for the whole defense, for the whole locker room, Howie? Will, in your experience with him, studying him, have players just kind of gravitated towards him naturally?
Yeah, and I think you don't want to put too much pressure on one player. This is the ultimate team game, yeah. And we don't want to put it all on D'Amico. And he's a part of this, and like he said in his press conference, he's going to do his job, and then things will flow naturally. And I think that's what you see. You see a great work ethic. This is somebody who takes the leadership role very seriously, and he does that by example, by doing the right things on and off the field. And he loves the game of football, and he prepares to play very diligently. So those are one of the things that when you do these trades, and Rick, and we've always been the same way with other teams, you're very honest about what they're getting, because these are people you want to do business with. And Rick told us, I know what you guys are looking for. This guy has all those qualities. And then he told us something that really made a lot of sense and was the first thing that we told Jeffrey when we said we're going to make this trade. He said, our owner calls him Cap. Hmm. And when the owner calls him Captain, you know, you know that's sure. Pretty big. So, you know, he probably was just saying that to get a little extra on top.
Yeah,
but whatever, it worked.
Yeah. Natural question here. You got a lot of linebackers here all of a sudden. Is there an order to this right now, or do you wait to see how that works out, and will you continue to address linebackers if the opportunity presents itself?
Well, we always talk about competition, so we want to get as many good players as we possibly can. And what's today, March?
21st.
March 21st, and so this is live.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Very interesting.
5 weeks to go.
So we got a long way to go here before we line up, and we're going to look at opportunities. You know, we'll see if anything develops, free agency or trade, and then we got the draft.
Yeah.
We got 4 picks in the first 3 rounds, and we're going to take the best player. So we're not going to take a guy off our board because he plays a particular spot. We feel like we're at a point that obviously we're trying to get back into the playoffs and make a run. So I'm not telling you that we're the Super Bowl champions, but we're at a point in our process where we feel like we can take the best player.
Yeah.
And if we reach because we have to have a particular position with the depth chart that we have on our team, that's not really where we're at right now.
You know, it's amazing the amount of talent added to this defense here in the last 2 off seasons, and we're not even close to being done yet, but Babin and Jenkins and Asamoah and now Ryan's, these are all Pro Bowl caliber players adding to a defense that really needed that kind of impact.
And the thing about it is we got a lot of young players who haven't had a chance to have an off season with mm-hmm. us. And so we're excited about those guys as well taking a step up, and obviously they got to do it, but having the opportunity to do it by being in our off season program, getting accustomed to the National Football League. And then again, we have the draft still coming, and we're excited to get back out there, and the energy is great, and we're looking forward to 2012.
Howie, last thing, when you look at just in general the pool of free agents out there, How many players have signed? 45, 50 players, whatever. Still a lot of players out there, aren't there?
There are a lot of players, and we always talk about the owners' meetings, which start this weekend, as a transition period. It transitions from free agency to the draft. And so that doesn't mean we're not going to keep our eyes open, but our focus this offseason was in making sure we re-signed our own players, core players, guys that we want here for a long time. And then if we had a chance to add someone who can make a difference, we were going to do that. And so far, we think that's how it's gone.
Great job, Howie Roseman, Eagles General Manager. We thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
An ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Download the Eagles mobile app for the latest news, videos, stats, and more. Available now for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry devices. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/mobile for more.
So, Brian, obviously when the big news went down last night, how did you find out about it?
On Twitter, I was just like, what's up, people? And everybody was saying, D'Amico Ryans is what's up. I'm like, what? And then one of my friends, good friends here in Philly called me and told me. I was excited about it. He's a guy I watched, you know, growing up at Alabama and for the Texans. So it's exciting to have him in the building.
All right, Brian, I have to ask you this. He has number 59. You haven't had number 59. If he goes, hey, Brian, you know, can I wear that was my number in Houston, how would you react to that?
I'm sure we can work it out. He's a six-year vet, so it's kind of hard to argue with a guy, you know, of his magnitude, guy who's played many years, Pro Bowl guy, rookie of the year, his first year. So it'll be something we can work out. I'm sure we can make it happen.
What kind of impact will a guy like that have in the middle of this defense?
I think it can be a great impact. You know, like I said, a guy who's played a number of years in the NFL who have great experience. To have him on our team with a bunch of guys that are fairly young, me, myself, Jamar, and you know, Focal and those guys. So it'll be great to have him in and see how he works in this game.
How important will it to be to have that sounding board, someone who's been through the rigors of the NFL to know the ups and downs, someone that you can kind of pull to the side and say, hey, you know, this has happened and how can I handle this?
It'll be great, you know, to have that guy that has been through it all and somebody who knows he's going to be maybe a little more vocal than Jamar was. And Jamar was a very great vocal leader, somebody who's been through, you know, the ups and downs, been in the Texans. I'm just going to be excited to see.
Now, you guys found your niche towards the end of the season as a defense, as in the linebacker core. How important is it to carry that continuity over to 2012?
It's very important. You know, that's why we get together now and doing, you know, 7-on-7s and getting guys together just to be around each other, you know, to continue that camaraderie. And I think that's going to be very important, you know, going into camp, preseason, as well as the beginning of the season.
And what's the offseason been like for you, your first one in the NFL? Has everything been kind of like a blur for you?
It's been great. Honestly, I tell people, you know, the only transition that was kind of complicated was, you know, getting to camp the first time. And that was the hardest part of it. But, you know, the plan, you know, learning how to, you know, train like a pro hasn't been hard because, you know, being at Ohio State, they train you for that. And going back there, being at this offseason, I've trained hard and ready to continue here.
You feel like you kind of own the place a little bit more now? You know, you're not a rookie anymore?
I wouldn't say that. I still consider myself a young guy. But at the same time, I carry myself like a veteran. And I'm vocal and I you know, project others as a veteran. So I look to continue that. And I come in the building, it kind of feels better not being the new guy on the block anymore, though.
All right, so that is linebacker Brian Roll, who it sounds like will soon be giving up his number 59. Dave Spadaro with you, taking some phone calls. 215-339-6709. Great show for you today. Great day for the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's talk to Jimmy in Las Vegas. Hi, James.
Dave.
Jimmy.
Jimmy the Geek, Dave.
What's up, buddy?
High times, huh? Good times,
Jimmy. What do you think here, baby?
You're remiss, though, Dave. You disappoint me.
Why is that, Jimmy?
You should be giving Jerry Jones the props. If he doesn't release Wade Phillips, who goes to the Titans and changes them from a 4-3 to a 3-4,
You are correct, but see, the reason that they let go of Wade Phillips is because teams like the Eagles were pounding the Cowboys' defense, right?
Exactly.
So I gave the credit here.
Tony, keep all those knuckleheads.
Right.
But you got to shout out to Jerry. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
From Vegas.
Jimmy, thank you.
We got
you.
Some heart now on that defense. We got something that's going to bow their back, stuff that run. I really, really feel great about this. And this is what I say now, Dave.
Okay.
Go and get the Stanford tight end.
What round is he going in, Jimmy?
I go first. You know, Vic's not going to get any taller. Get some taller receivers. You saw what New England's done with Gronkowski.
Yeah, with Gronkowski and Hernandez.
Go and get an oversized tight end.
You know, interesting. Thanks for the call, Jimmy. Interesting about that. I don't get the sense that tight end is a huge depth position in the draft. I mean, Howie was just here. He said, we feel like we can go and draft best player available. I think that's the position you want to be in the draft. And it seems to me that's the position the Eagles are going to have. Certainly, I don't think they're done necessarily in free agency yet. I'm not sure there's a lot more to go, but we'll see what happens here. RJ in Baltimore calls in. John, RJ. Hello.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Good, RJ. Welcome.
Thank you.
What's up?
Nothing. Look, so really pumped about D'Amico Ryan. Kind of wondering, what do you see us doing at, you know, the other linebacker spot? Do you just come somewhere else, or?
Well, I think if the Eagles have a chance to draft somebody, there they will.
Luke Kuechly.
You know, what's he going to play? Is he going to play? Is he going to play over there at strong side? I mean, that's where he's. D'Amico Ryans is your middle linebacker. Boy, it's so nice to say that. So now the Eagles have to determine who's going to play weak side, where Brian Roll played last year. Who's going to play strong side, where Foku and Akeem Jordan split time last year. And they've got a bunch of young players here, and I think Howie makes a very good point that you also want to see how some of these young players develop. And what does Casey Matthews look like with a full year of experience in the league and a full offseason? You know, where does Keenan Clayton fit in? What's going to happen with Brian Roll? What's Jamar Chaney? Is he a strong sideline? So I think the Eagles have a really good situation at linebacker, potentially. Now, Ryan's is going to make everybody else a whole lot better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just having that, you know, veteran presence is just going to make everybody better. Because we haven't had that in, oh, my God, years.
Well, at middle linebacker since the days of Jeremiah Trotter.
Yeah, exactly.
In the early days. And You know, there's a lot to work with here. I'm not ever going to count out a Matthews. So Casey Matthews, to me, still very much has a shot. Okay. I know people are all down on him and this and that, but I thought he really kind of found his way last year in that role as a nickel linebacker, play in space, go and find the ball and run to it, blitz a little bit, stop the screen pass game. I like the look of the I think the defense, if you consider where it was 12 months ago.
Oh, yeah, we're shaving up really nice.
No
right
Jason
now.
Babin, no Cullen Jenkins, no Nnamdi Asamoah, no Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, and no D'Amico Ryans. What a total transformation here.
Very nice. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. And listen, guys, there's more to go here. There's no question about it. All right, let's get inside the helmet here of D'Amico Ryans just a little bit. NFL Films, the NFL Network gang did a cool mic'd-up segment for D'Amico Ryans. You hear about how verbal he is and what kind of an inspirational guy he is, what a leader he is. This takes you right up close and personal with D'Amico Ryans on the football field.
In his first three seasons in the NFL, Houston's D'Amico Ryans led the Texans in tackles each year. This season, the middle linebacker is once again making life difficult for his opponents. So we decided to make him a little uncomfortable when we sat him down for a wire watch.
Let's be great, baby. We can do some great things.
Whose house is this? Whose house is this?
Hey, this same thing last week, man. We came to fight. We came to fight again. Don't expect anything different.
It's my role, just being a lot more vocal, just in guys' face a lot more, making sure they understand that, you know, we can get this done, but we have to do it together.
Let's go eat now.
Gotta get crunk, baby, going out there.
You with me, baby? Boom! Let's go eat!
Telling guys, let's go eat. Let's go make big plays. Let's play our kind of ball. Let's go dominate. First time we take the fizz, like, you know, trying to hit somebody in the mouth just to get the pass loose, just to knock somebody around.
Hey, you feel me on that?
Yeah.
We in cover three, you got to get there. I just expect more. I expect more out there.
Expect everything.
I expect the best. We got to be the best. Except you a rookie, I don't expect no mistake.
No, I ain't a rookie.
You ain't. That rookie over with.
Yeah, I feel like that's my little brother, so I have to look out for him. And I feel it's just my job to make sure that I get the best from him.
Way to go, boy. Let's go, Slay. Let's go, Slay. There we go.
It's important to me to go out there, make sure I'm up when the offense is out there, make sure I'm up, cheering the guys on.
That boy eight.
Andre Johnson, I love watching Dre. He's always making big plays and knocking defenders off of him.
Andre Johnson got the ball in for six as he was met at the five but would not be denied.
He's good.
When the offense scores, I'm telling the defense, hey, we have to go score. We have to get a turnover and put it in the end zone.
Gerard gives to Jones. Right side has a lot of room. 45, 50, 45 of Houston to the right sideline. The 30, 20, 10, 5, a 61-yard disaster.
Man! What's going on? Hey, man, it's the same stuff, man. We cannot give up these big plays like this. We can't let nobody run through our defense like this, man.
It's tough on me. I'm probably mad, you know, just giving it to somebody out there, so whoever screwed up.
Y'all ready to hunt or what, man? Let's go, man. Quit talking about it, man. Let's go do it. The fight is not over. We got to keep punching.
I feel like there's a time to get everybody together and let them know that, okay, they got one play on us. We still have the opportunity to go out and make a big play ourselves.
Hey, we don't give up nothing. We don't give it up nothing. Y'all turn it up now.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Gerard, play action. action, and he throws tipped, and it's caught. Sends Walker, fumbles the football. It's loose, and the Texans have it.
Zach made a huge play, and that just lifts the entire team. You get a sack or interception, or you cause a fumble. That's a big rush for any defensive player.
No, I can't really talk to you.
Why? What is he talking about? Everybody's scared of the mic. It's always fun being mic'd up. All the guys figured out that you're mic'd up. I gotta watch what I say around. You gotta watch what I say.
Say what you gonna say, man. They got editing.
It's even better to sit back and watch it. You don't really realize, you know, what you're doing or how much you're moving around, how much you're hitting, and how much you're talking and communicating with guys there until you actually get a chance to watch it like this.
Concussion is one of the most common head injuries in sports that are caused by a blow to the head. Typical symptoms of a concussion include headache, dizziness, vision disturbance, loss of balance, confusion, and memory loss. An athlete cannot return to play until all symptoms of a concussion resolve and they are cleared by an experienced physician. If you have sustained a concussion or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
The Philadelphia Eagles invite you to experience Lincoln Financial Field like never before through an exclusive tour of one of the premier stadiums in the NFL. This unique backstage journey through the stadium will feature the Comcast press box, broadcast booth, club and suite levels, Eagles home interview room, locker room, and the field. Call 267-570-4510 or visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com for more information. Download the Eagles mobile app for the latest news, videos, stats, and more. Available now for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry devices. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/mobile for more.
Hi, I'm Eagles cheerleader Sarah. How would you like to perform at Eagles home games for over 67,000 fans? Does cheering for your favorite team, modeling, and appearing at high-profile events interest you? Then you should audition to become a Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader. Our 2012 open call auditions are taking place on Saturday, March 24th at Lincoln Financial Field. Come try out to become a member of our elite NFL cheerleading squad. Visit the cheerleader section for more information and to register.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
We're back. Dave Spadaro with you here. Eagles Live, the name of the show, on a very busy Wednesday in South Philadelphia. Let's go to Tyrell in Delaware. Hi, Tyrell.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. First, I want to congratulate all the Eagles fans. D'Amico Ryans is finally an Eagle.
Yes.
I got a question, Dave. Actually, I got two for you. My first question is, will we go after a bigger defensive tackle in the draft, do you think? I think Poe is overrated, but, you know, he has the size and all the attributes. But will he be there at 15?
I don't know that. I don't know if they'll go after a defensive tackle who's a bigger guy. I mean, at this point, you've really got Cullen Jenkins, Mike Patterson, Antonio Dixon, Cedric Thornton. Both Landry and Laws are free agents. And if they don't return, yeah, you could definitely see the Eagles going DT high in the draft. Will it be a bigger player? Well, Poe and Fletcher Cox are both big-bodied. I like the idea of having a big body there. But, pardon me, the Eagles are not small at linebacker now. They're not. They've got a 250-pound middle linebacker. So
right. This
idea of the small linebackers, it really is not the case. I mean, the Eagles, if you look around the league, pound for pound, they match up with just about any team. Now, if Helote Nata is on the board of 15, the modern version of him, you don't pass him up because he's a great football player. You don't pass up any great football player no matter what position he's playing.
Right, and it's almost certain that Floyd's going to be there at 15.
Do you think if he's there, we'll take him? Or?
Again, if you think Michael Floyd is a great football player at whatever he is, 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", you take him.
Yeah.
You take him. All right? Yeah. You don't pass up on a great player.
Hey, Dave, whatever happened to Leonard Weaver?
Leonard Weaver is still recovering from his injury. You know, I mean, we wish him the best of luck, but it was a gruesome injury, and I don't think he'll ever play football again.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Well, that's all I had for you today.
Tyrell, thank you for calling in, 215-339-6709. Leonard Weaver is a tragic case of just how quickly things can change in the National Football League. And that fullback position, Owen Schmidt, unrestricted free agent. Stanley Havili, a seventh-round draft pick from USC last year, spent the season on the practice squad, fully recovered from a shoulder injury that hampered him as a senior in college. Is he the fullback this year? He's going to have a chance to win that job, no question about it. 240 solid pounds and can do some things with the football, but that will be a position the Eagles will no doubt address. Jay in Missouri joins us. Hi, Jay.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I had one really important question.
Yeah.
D'Amico Ryans, I am really, really pumped that we got him.
Good.
Do you think that his leadership skills will spark up this defense to bring the leadership that the younger guys could pick up on and maybe bring to the Eagles here in the future?
Yeah, I mean, the only question is, Jay, is that it is difficult to assert yourself in the locker room when you're the new guy. I think it helps with the fact that the Eagles don't have that many longtime players here. You know, Patterson, Trent Cole, they've been here for a number of years, but everybody else, I think, and Asante, I think everybody else is 3 years or less. So it does help when you try to assimilate yourself and become the leader of the defense. But there's no doubt that everybody's going to be looking to D'Amico Ryans. He's going to call the signals.
Yeah, because I've seen, you know, Colin Jenkins. I mean, I don't want to downgrade him or anything. He tried to, you know, spark up that locker room and everything, try to be the big brother. But, I really think that, you know, D'Amico Ryan, you know, within 1 year would be the big brother of that team.
I think it's going to – look, the fact that they have a full offseason together, a full preseason together, it will help immeasurably. He's going to call the signals defensively. Yeah, it's a natural fit, and he's been doing it his whole career. So he will run. I think he's already been – thanks for the call, Jay. He's already been called the quarterback of the defense. And, you know, listening to what Brian Roll and Jamar Chaney have to say, they're already looking up to D'Amico Ryans. And I'll just hear from another linebacker, Keenan Clayton, has been working out here, third-year player. Not quite sure what role he's got. Going to have to create one for himself by playing great football. Lots and lots of competition at linebacker. Keenan Clayton talks about D'Amico Ryans.
Keenan, big trade obviously went down yesterday. How did you find out about it?
Actually, I was at home. My brother called and was like, you know, y'all got D'Amico Ryan. I thought he was just joking. I didn't believe him. So I got on the internet and checked it out, and then it ended up being true. But glad to have an ad like that to the linebacking core, a guy with plenty of experience, got a lot of games under his belt. Just watching him, you know, saying when I was in college coming out, he's a real physical guy, fast, flies around, loves to have fun. And it won't hurt to learn something from a Pro Bowler.
What will that bring, having that experience, to the linebacker core?
It'll just bring more, you know what I'm saying? I think it'll bring us, like, as far everybody along a little further. You know, everybody always gave us a hard time about us being our second-year guys or third-year guys. But with a guy like him that's been in for a while and pretty much seen just about everything it is to see, it helps to get some insight from another guy in the position besides your coach, you know, because – you know, saying so your coach can only give you so much because he hasn't seen this or he hasn't done it in a while. But with a guy like that, you know what I'm saying, I'm pretty sure that we can all learn a lot.
You guys grew throughout the course of the season, and you found a nice role. Everyone seemed to finally find their place within the defense. And how much will it help adding someone like D'Amico, who is a Pro Bowler, who's going to come into that Mike linebacker spot, a place that he has been one of the best at in previous years, and hold that down?
It's going to help a lot. I mean – if he's going to play the mic, you know, it's going to have him in the middle to solidify things and run the defense and coach us all up on the fly. And then it'll give us some of us guys on the outside a chance to fly around and have some fun and, depending on how Juan does things or how Juan has everything set up, we'll just go from there. But, I mean, it's going to be a great opportunity from all of us. Especially for him to join us and, be the head guy and teach us everything that he knows and to just come out here and play with us in this organization. I feel like he'll love being an Eagle, and he's going to love Coach Caldwell and Juan and, Coach Reed, that he speaks for himself.
From a continuity standpoint, how important is it that you have Juan back leading you guys and that you're going to get the core? You know, none of you guys were free agents, that you guys can all come back and build upon the success you had at the end of last season.
It feels good to have Juan back, because he had 1 year on this belt. At the end, you've seen how he finally started to find out where guys needed to be or where he needed to play guys in certain situations and how to use us. And, we all knew that it was going to take time, but it just came a little later than we expected. But, for us to take that momentum that we ended with last season and to roll into the off season and let it snowball effect into the season, I think it's going to be a great thing.
How great is it that you can be here this offseason? Last year was your first offseason, not able to be at the facility at all. How is that going to help your development?
I feel like it's going to help me a lot. I mean, Juan and Coach Caldwell are just right upstairs. If I need anything, I can go ask those guys. Most of the linebackers are here right now working out. So, if it's any little thing that would bother me in the season or something, I can just go to those guys and ask them. And I got access to the film room. Last offseason, I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't call Coach. I couldn't come around here. I couldn't do anything. All I could do was stay at home and work out. But it feels good to be able to, have everything at my fingertips.
What kind of message are you guys trying to send with all of you guys at the linebacker core already here working out and getting ready for next season?
We're trying to send a message that we're trying to be the best group of linebackers in the league. That's the only goal to shoot for. We're tired of being the weakest link on the defense, and we're making strides right now as we speak to help make our defense make a run at the Super Bowl.
An ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
The Philadelphia Eagles invite you to experience Lincoln Financial Field like never before through an exclusive tour of one of the premier stadiums in the NFL. This unique backstage journey through the stadium will feature the Comcast press box, broadcast booth, club and suite levels, Eagles home interview room, locker room, and the field. Call 267-570-4510 or visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com for more information.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, click the Community tab right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We had a great 2011 and look forward to an even better 2012. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
There's only one way to watch your favorite sports. Live. And nobody has more live sports than Xfinity. We give you a front row seat to it all. From opening day to the NHL Winter Classic to the heart-pounding excitement of the playoffs. We are your home for the most live sports. When you've got Xfinity, the best seat in the house is in your house.
Download the Eagles mobile app for the latest news, videos, stats, and more. Available now for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry devices. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/mobile for more.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro with you. Last night when the trade was announced, went to one of the experts out there to find out about D'Amico Ryans. And you think about a lot of people. You know, we had earlier on the show here talked to John McClain from the Houston Chronicle. But last night, wanted to reach out to one of our local guys, Greg Cosell, senior producer for NFL Films, and an analyst who has some pretty impressive things to say about the trade that brings D'Amico Ryans to Philadelphia. Let's now bring in from NFL Films analyst Greg Cosell. And Greg, listen, two things. First, the value of this trade for the Eagles, giving up a fourth-round pick, exchanging third-round picks, acquiring a player like Ryans.
Well, Dave, I think, number one, it was a major need position, and they got a still fairly young player who's a good player, basically for a fourth-round pick. So I think the value is fine. I have no problem with that. They would have had to draft a linebacker or try to sign the remains in free agency. So now they got a quality starter, essentially, for a fourth-round pick. That's a good deal, in my opinion.
We have a good sense of what Juan Castillo wants to do defensively, the scheme that he likes to run. How does Ryans fit into what he wants to do, bringing that kind of player into the middle of this defense?
I think it'll work well because I think we saw in the last four games last year that the wide nine, which will obviously still be used and is really more important as a pass rush concept, that was modified a bit in the last four games because Ryans is not a big physical middle linebacker. He's an instinctive guy, a savvy guy. He moves well, so he's not what you'd normally think of for a wide nine. But I think we saw last year, Dave, and you know this, it's been modified. So I think he'll be very, very effective, and he's a quality starting middle linebacker. You have a proven quantity. You don't have to draft someone and hope.
Greg, you had an Achilles tendon injury two seasons ago. The play last year, you know, a year coming off that injury, generally not at the same level. Does he get back to that Pro Bowl form 2 years removed from the Achilles tendon injury?
I think he's a little different player than he was before the Achilles. He's not quite as quick and fast as he was, but he's a smart, savvy veteran. He's very good at key and diagnose. We know the Eagles defense will be a little different. It won't be the wide nine all the time. You don't necessarily need a 250-pound thumper inside, and I think he'll be very effective with sort of the hybrid scheme that we saw a lot of in the last four games where they played the wide nine, but they also did some other things. He's a solid veteran, a proven quantity. It's a very good move because otherwise you would have had to get the scrap heap of linebackers in free agency or a draft choice who's a total unknown.
All right, that's a great way to wrap things up here today on Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you. We thank you for joining us here these last couple of hours. Two fun, fast, and very productive hours. Eagles getting D'Amico Ryans, got a chance to meet him. Great young man, takes over the defense. What a happy day for Eagles fans everywhere. We thank you for joining us here on Eagles Live. We're next live scheduled for Monday, Chris McPherson and Bo Wolf. But you never know what's going to happen between now and then. Free agency still goes forward. Eagles with some room to maneuver. And you know they've always got a couple of tricks up their sleeves. Everyone, hope you have a great Eagles day. Thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Let's go!